From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote today on the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Carrie Johnson joins us. Carrie, is there any doubt about the outcome today?
Craig, there's no real doubt that Elena Kagan will get through the committee today. It's expected to be a party-line vote, with all 12 Democrats voting for her. Really, the only wild card is whether Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina will break with his party and cast his vote with her as well.
As he did last summer for Sonia Sotomayor. What are Republican lawmakers on the panel doing to make their presence felt then?
They're expressing vocal opposition this morning. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who's the ranking member of that committee, has written an op-ed saying that Kagan put politics above the law and he will not vote in favor of her.
Thanks. NPR's Carrie Johnson reporting from Washington. President Obama welcomes Britain's new Prime Minister David Cameron to the White House for talks today. Cameron tells NPR's Morning Edition there's an urgency to the tough new economic measures he's pushing for Britain.
We're not a reserve currency. We're not the United States of America. We can't take our time with this. We have to get on with it and prove to the world and prove to ourselves that actually we can live within our means again.
Cameron and the president are expected to discuss a wide range of issues, including Afghanistan. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai is reaffirming his commitment to having Afghan troops and police take over all responsibility for security in that country by 2014. Karzai says, though, that ongoing support from the United States will be crucial.
We have confidence in the assurances of President Obama and other world leaders that lasting state-to-state partnerships in economic and security cooperation will extend beyond the short term.
Karzai speaking at an international conference in Kabul today. NPR's Quill Lawrence says Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is pledging ongoing U.S. help.
Clinton promised that the United States will not abandon Afghanistan and pledged support for the Afghan plan to begin channeling more aid dollars through the Afghan government instead of foreign contractors and non-governmental organizations. The conference opened with a parade of foreign ministers making short 5-minute speeches, including the Iranian foreign minister, who spoke for nearly 15 minutes and was asked twice by the chairman to please conclude his remarks. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The man appointed to succeed the late Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Cart Goodwin, will be sworn in this afternoon, and the state's other senator, Jay Rockefeller, says his new colleague will quickly be asked to cast a crucial vote.
Because Cart Goodwin will make the 60th vote in what is a very necessary piece of legislation, we will take up and pass unemployment compensation.
Rockefeller referring to an extension of unemployment benefits for about 2.5 million jobless Americans. That measure has been stalled in the Senate, but Democratic leaders are confident they now have the votes to break a Republican filibuster. This is NPR News from Washington. The government's top official for dealing with the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, Admiral Thad Allen, says the seepage that has been detected on the sea floor around the well does not appear consequential, and the cap on the well does not appear to be aggravating the situation. But Allen says the cap is not a permanent solution to the leak.
We do not know, but we do not believe this is consequential at this time, nor is it does appear that the hydrate formation is inhibiting any operation of the capping stack.
Allen says the seepage is likely to be small amounts of oil and natural gas. Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is expected to testify at his trial on corruption charges in Chicago today. As NPR's David Schaefer reports, the prosecution has rested its case, and now it's the defense's turn.
For the last year and a half, Rob Blagojevich has been proclaiming his innocence to anyone who will listen. Now he may finally get to begin stating his case to those who will decide his fate, the jury in his federal corruption trial. But first, jurors will continue to hear the cross-examination of Robert Blagojevich, the former governor's brother and co-defendant who headed the Blagojevich campaign fund. Robert Blagojevich testified Monday he had no part in an alleged scheme by his brother to try to trade the appointment of a senator to succeed President Barack Obama for a high-paying job, cabinet post, or campaign cash. Robert also testified he considered it a joke when a businessman said he'd raise millions for the governor if he named Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. to the Senate seat. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
The Commerce Department says new home construction is down to its lowest level since last fall, dropping 5% last month. The biggest plunge came in construction of condominiums and apartments, down more than 20%. Single-family home construction edged down less than 1%. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.